The portal vomits me out in the middle of an obscenely bright room. The light's like giant needles being shoved into my eyes after the absolute darkness of the last few minutes. I can barely see, and I'm more scared than I want to admit. My first instinct is to stay where I am until I can get my bearings, but it's not like they don't know where I am. Plus, being unable to see and on my knees makes me feel way too vulnerable. I'd rather be on my feet when I meet whatever comes next. It turns out that whatever comes next is a woman in a severe black business suit and black sunglasses, her black hair tamed into a ruthlessly precise bun. She's standing a few feet from me, and though I can't see her eyes, the tilt of her head says she is very much watching me, like I'm an animal in a cage. Though I guess that's precisely what Cyrus has turned all three of us into. My instincts tell me to duck my head, not to look at her even as she studies me. But that feels too much like defeat to me, particularly at a time when I'm going to have to fight harder than I ever have in my life. So I stare right back at her, the blankest look on my face that I can manage. After all, she's going to do what she's going to do. My refusing to cower isn't going to change that. I wish she'd take off the glasses, but something tells me they might be there for my protection, not hers. I can feel the magic in her, but I have no idea what she is. Definitely not a vamp or any of the other paranormals I'm used to running into at Katmere Academy. But as I'm learning, there are a ton of other creatures in this world that I don't know about yet, and she's definitely one of them.
Welcome to the Aetherium, Ms. Foster.
She slowly walks around me in a circle that has the hair on the back of my neck standing straight up. I turn with her, everything inside me screaming not to give this woman my back. The cold smile on her face tells me she's amused by my reluctance, but all her body language shouts that she's not going to put up with it for long.
Turn around, please.
It takes every ounce of strength I have to do as she orders, but I manage it. The nearly sob in relief as she loosens the punishing cuffs, at least until I feel two sharp pricks in my wrist. I start to jerk my hand away, but she stops me.
You belong to the prison now, Ms. Foster. You do what I say, and nothing else.
What did you do to me? The sting in my wrist is getting worse.
Ensure that your powers belong to us now. Nothing more, nothing less.
What does that mean? I reach inside me to find my gargoyle. Not because I want to shift, but because I need the reassurance. Need to know that she's still there. Except she isn't. I can't even find the platinum string, let alone reach for it.